down and pray. I get 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 down and pray.
Thank you for tuning in to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We are here to keep you company through all of your... sorry about that. All of your late night sad isopod hours. I am one of your hosts, Zane.
Here with Owen.
You want to turn that down just a little bit?
No, there.
Mine.
Yours?
Down. Yeah.
Oh, right. I forgot we're switched.
Thanks, my fault. We started you off there with McCafferty with finally off the new split with Heart Attack Man, which is... we played something off of it last week. I forget what, but... pretty good. Pretty good one, I thought. Kind of sounds like it's from, like, 2004. But as we all know, that's when music peaked.
Did you ever listen to the band Angels and Airwaves?
No, but... I made fun of girls who did. Did
you? When I was thinking like of stuff to talk about on today's show, and one of them was like how we got like introduced to music. And I just got like an iPod with all my sister's old music. So the first bands I ever listened to were my sister, who's now 24, so is sort of like in that like phase. And like I had like 100 Angels and Airwaves songs on it, and I just thought that'd be a funny story to tell.
I'm trying to think of like primary, because my sister, she's like 27 this year.
My sister could beat up your sister.
Yeah, my sister's pretty solid. they're like, I'm trying to think of like what bands I had imposed on it, but really it was more on my own, just browsing like god awful corners of the internet.
Yeah, I don't think I like
developed my musical taste.
I don't think I developed my own music taste till I was like a senior in high school.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because before that it was all Big Sean.
Of course.
Oh yeah. Do you have I'm Going In on your
phone? I've got Guap though.
Oh god, that was. I don't like that song.
Big Sean's probably my least favorite.
I thought you were about to defend Big Sean.
No, say, like, absolutely not. I'm a noted Big Sean. I hate Big Sean and Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, don't get me started. I don't understand how this guy has convinced so many people he's funny. And not just that he's funny, but that he's the funniest comedian of all time.
How's this dude in every single thing I watch? Like every movie I watch.
He's coming out with a movie with The Rock every month. And it's like, how, you know, there's no, like, one of these must not be in the same series, right? I don't know if they're all like the same movie series or.
Yeah. I watched the NBA All-Star game. There's just Kevin Hart like kicking around. I'm like, why is it like, how is this dude just finesse the world and being
like,
able to go.
Game?
No, not even the celebrity game, just the All-Star game.
What was he doing there?
He did like introductions. And I was like, you can't tell me that like Kevin Hart is the dude doing.
Why is anyone but Shaq doing that? Shaq is also.
Or Elevator Ernie Johnson.
Shaq, I think it actually must cost like $45 to get Shaq for like a week. He just does everything. He's got like 8 segments on different ESPN shows, and like he shows up for the Comedy Central roasts for some reason.
The best is when you're sick and you're just watching ESPN in the daytime and Shaq's in every commercial.
Yeah, the general insurance. Like,
Icy Hot.
Do we have any PSAs in there?
You just alternate between Shaq commercials and Brett Favre commercials.
Maybe a little Aaron Rodgers, tastefully. Peyton Manning on a Papa John's, if I ever feel it.
But yeah, anyways, Big Sean is not my. I'm not a Big Sean. That's like, oh man, who is that band that everybody loved? And when I say everybody.
Pilots?
No, it was a rap group. And when I say everybody, I mean like the 20 kids in my grade. It was Chitty Bang. Chitty Bang was huge.
Oh man, you're.
Chitty Bang and Zach
Jones. You're
going
so much lower than I thought. I thought you were going to say like Odd Future or something, and I was like, oh yeah, everyone did like Odd Future, even though I kind of hated Odd Future. But you just went down into the depths. Chitty Bang was so bad.
I went to a, man, I'm really about to expose myself.
I think you told me that.
Did I tell you that I went to a Hoodie Allen concert? Yeah, okay.
All time low. And that wasn't even that long ago, right?
It was like 9th grade, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess now is pretty long ago.
I was going to say, that's probably past the statute. But.
And a Macklemore concert. I went to a Macklemore concert at the Garden.
How much are those tickets?
Too
much.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's only one answer. It's way too much.
Macklemore showed up and ran the show for like 7-8 months.
Oh, man, that song. That's right, I'm doing my time.
Thrift Shop.
No, the other one. The one that's kind of like Pump Up. And has, the drums.
Oh, they would always play that before our swim meets.
And he, like, spells out independent. It's, like, I-N-D-E-P-E. And like, everybody was, like...
Like, wow, Matt
would just go in at that point.
No, that was always, like, Weston
He
swimming.
Finessed everybody into thinking he was a good rapper.
Yeah,
talking about finesse jobs.
And, like, he was such a D-bag.
He was a clown, yeah. He was a clown. Not even one of the better known clowns.
Who is this clown? And then like you had like the imitation Macklemores, like G-Eazy. G-Eazy swept Weston High School.
Don't get me started on G-Eazy.
Like a wave. And he had that one concert in Boston, and these two kids in my grade, somehow got everyone, no one cared about Cheesy, and they somehow got everyone so hyped. And then
he had the haircut.
Yeah, like the super hype haircut. Yeah. But then everyone at our school found out that all the tickets had been sold out, except the two kids who had got people hooked on Jeezy had bought like 30 tickets and flipped them for like three times the price and played everyone. And I was just like fuming. Like,
these Jeezy stands just making bank off
obviously
Weston.
Obviously, I was like part of it was that I was just so jealous they beat me to that scene. But it was more just like, how are these people such suckers? And like, Jeezy, that is someone who is going to be gone in a year. And like, here we are, like 4 years later. Where in God's name is Jeezy?
It's pretty crazy. Like, man, like I could not listen to that stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of what the I guess the modern day analog is sort of like the SoundCloud type stuff. Which, granted, like there's some good music in that like sort of genre. Like
the 6ix9ine type people.
Yeah, like that. Which it's funny because like I've never listened to a single. That dude always pops up on my Instagram feed.
Oh.
But I've never listened to his
music.
You
haven't heard Gummo? You want to play Gummo on the show?
Absolutely not.
It's so bad.
I don't want to compromise whatever integrity this show has to play 6ix9ine. But he's always on my Instagram.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's got like a sexual assault charge. They all do.
I was about to say, like, I think I've heard that one before. Jeez, man. It's crazy out there. We should play some of the Sebs SoundCloud rappers on this show.
Oh, like from Sebs?
Yeah, everybody at Sebs, like right now, like current student, yeah, all SoundCloud rappers.
There's a couple.
Yeah.
There's a
I'm
couple
sure it's like that at your high school, thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just... I just never
show
had
some love, Lincoln bio.
I never had the confidence to put myself out there at all like that. And I feel like we need more like people who are ashamed of themselves. We have too many people who are proud of who they are.
It's crazy, yeah. It's like...
And it's like, you can be proud of who you are unless you're terrible and you're a SoundCloud rapper from Needham, Massachusetts. But I don't
know. I haven't listened to any of them, so I feel like I'm not really qualified to say whether they're good or not. But I can feel pretty confident in saying that they're probably not good. And this is a private school, too. It's like, what inspiration is going to be born from that?
What stories do they have to tell? Like, the time I like dipped in the parking lot and threw up? Wow.
Man, imagine if someone wrote a hot 16 about that.
Oh, yeah, you haven't heard Dip Dip Let Her Rip? Or...
Oh, man. It's kind of related. We're just going off on tangents because this is the late night. It's realized.
It's realized spot hours.
It's realized spot hours.
I'm starving.
We're not playing music anymore. I was helping a friend of mine, little sister, write her college essays, just like reading over them and editing them and stuff like that. And they're pretty bad, but like all college essays are pretty bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, it is so like, I was like, if like, I have so much to write about these types of questions now, but as a senior in high school, just like, no, like, dude, they are, these questions are not meant for seniors in high
school. I was having this conversation with someone like last week who had a family friend or like, her family friends had brought their daughter, who's currently applying to colleges, including Tufts, and, like, a bunch of schools more competitive than Tufts, here to, like, tour all the Boston schools and stuff, and met with this friend of mine and talked it out. And it's just, like, looking at it and seeing how the parents were, like, hounding the kid and, like, totally freaking out. And it's, like, that is, like, that's, like, one of the most toxic experiences that I'll probably go through in my lifetime is, like, the college. Because it's literally just, like, you spend a year just, like, judging yourself and like trying to quantify your qualities and your appeal and like what makes you worth like going somewhere, and your parents are just freaking out about it and they're like totally like, oh, you know, what's your like, oh, you know, this, and they sugarcoat it with the words like, oh, you know, this is probably too competitive, or like, this is a good safety, this is a good reach, and
yeah,
you're literally saying like, I'm good enough for this and not for this, and like, definitely not good enough for this, and like, maybe good for this, this would be good for me because that's like slightly better than I am, like, you're just like telling me how good I am.
I'm lucky.
So bad.
I'm lucky because my parents were pretty helpful in the whole thing. Mm-hmm. One of the most fondest memories I ever had is going on like a college trip with my dad to the Midwest, and it was like totally sucked. Like, we both didn't want to be there, but we still made a good time. But I was talking to one of my friends who was like, he has a younger brother who was a senior, obviously in his spring in high school, is like into college. He's like, he's totally mailing it in, like, just classic. Yeah. Like, man, I really miss like those days, like blah blah. And yeah. I was like, yeah, like me too. But also, like, from pretty much like your sophomore summer, maybe I guess like start of your junior year to like midway through your senior year, end of your senior year, your life's pretty terrible.
You're just freaking.
You're just taking standardized tests all the time. You're waking up at 6 a.m. to go to high school. Like,
it's just terrible. Cold, but like, yeah, and it's like you know, the small victories you get, like getting your license or something, like the biggest.
Yeah. But did you drive yourself to school?
Once I got my license.
Once you got a car.
I took the bus until then.
Yeah.
And beam against.
Waking up before the sun was up and just like getting into a freezing cold car. I can't imagine how, like, no, that must have been just awful.
What do you mean? Like you didn't drive yourself?
Well, like, I drove myself, but I think I just blocked it out of my memory because it was, like, so unpleasant. Like, you could see your breath in your car.
Yeah, and, like, you can't touch the steering wheel.
You did the sleeves. Yeah,
like, but the thing is, like, I think it was terrible, but after, you know, 11 or whatever years of, like, riding the bus, I felt like a god. Yeah. Okay, fine. But even just getting driven around, like driving yourself after being driven by other people for your whole life,
you feel like a king
in the one-eyed kingdom, or like in the blind kingdom.
In the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
Yeah.
The feeling of the first time, I still remember the first time I ever drove myself alone in my car. You just feel like a king.
You really do.
You feel like you can drive that thing 100 miles an hour and just like take off and just like fly into heaven.
The day after I got my license, I went and got a haircut, and after I got like the haircut, I was just like there, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go get coffee. Yes. And I went and like drove.
Yeah.
I went and drove myself and got like a nice coffee and drank it in the car on my home. And I was like, that's right. Like, I just decided to drive and get coffee.
No, yeah. I think the first place I ever went to was like a bakery in Needham. I was like, I'm gonna get myself like a sandwich and like, and like a nice like cookie like for lunch today.
You know why? Because I goddamn can. Yes. You heard it here.
I didn't really have money. I think I was probably still living off my parents' money. But.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
some say that I still am.
I went to Brewers and got a like large iced coffee and felt like a god for once in my life.
I'll never have that feeling again.
Yeah, and you'll never have the feeling of getting into college again either. That was another moment of like, oh my god, it's over. Like, I'm so relieved.
Yeah, although I guess like I was regular decision for Tufts, and that was the very last. I think it was the very last day they could have told you.
Oh really?
Yeah. So it kind of wasn't really that. Yeah. Nice of a feeling.
Yeah, that was really
yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's just like standardized testing too. Is like I don't want to hop on like the standardized testing is terrible because like everybody knows that, but it's like it is true. Like there were days where you just had to like you went to school all week every single day for hours a day, and then on a Saturday you just had to get up at 8, yeah,
so,
and
like, take a test. You can't do anything Friday night. Yeah. Friday night you're just gonna like. Or, like, they say you're not, like, supposed to study. I don't know if your parents are like that, but my parents would tell me not to study the night before because, like, you're just not supposed to, I guess.
I don't even think I studied for the SAT.
Like, burns you out.
Yeah.
You didn't study for the SAT?
I went to, like, Seb's. My high school gave you, like prep classes that you could take. Just further proving that it's just a barometer of how much money you have.
Exactly. Oh, well, I don't know about the new system. I haven't, because, you know, they changed
the SAT. Yeah, I don't know anything about the new system.
The reason they changed it was because if you looked before at, like, a graph where you, on the x-axis you've got income level and y-axis you've got SAT scores, it's a straight line.
You don't say. Yeah.
It's direct correlation, and it's like, this is absurd. Yeah. So, supposedly, the new one was supposed to make it less dependent on how much training you get.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to, like, I don't want to like flex my privilege or anything, but it's like we had this like guy come in and like teach us about like the math SAT and like loaded up like our graph and calculators with like helpful programs and stuff. And I was like, wow, like good thing I could afford like hundreds of dollars to pay for this.
I wonder what it's like if you take the test without it. Like, it's like, probably a lot harder. That would be awful.
Dude used to just like before he would like it was like an outside guy before the classes you should just like open up his wallet and like count the money in his wallet and be like yeah like you make pretty good money being an SAT tutor. And that's when I started getting the inkling of being like huh, maybe this like isn't like maybe I shouldn't be worrying about this that
maybe
much.
My merit isn't totally what's being tested right here. Yeah, my parents hounded me about studying with SAT and I took it twice and I think I took it twice too.
Really? That's brutal.
Yeah, but they, it was the exact same score, but it ended up being better because they, like, they take your best score from each section.
Is that how they do it?
Or
I can't
some
remember.
Colleges do it. That's what's messed.
Oh, jeez.
Some colleges take your best score from, like, your best writing and your best reading and your best math, and some don't, and Tufts did. Only reason I'm here.
Yeah. Just piecing together, like,
exactly,
moments
like,
where I wasn't
like
asleep.
Like, they really, like, gave me a good shot. Like, making myself seem like a half-desirable person.
That's probably... I haven't even filled out the thing that we're supposed to fill out before we get in here.
I'd be walking home from my class at Mass Bay right now if it were not for Tufts helping me out. Honestly, wish I went to Mass Bay. It would be so cheap. I could go from home.
I have a friend who's just finessing UMass Boston right now and is just living at home and spending $4,000 on college. And yeah, is going to get out with the same piece of paper that I'm going to get out when I graduate. So
that's nuts.
Not to bash college on college radio, but it'd be that way sometimes.
Just sometimes, on occasion. It'd be that way. I mean, I bet we're not even the first people today to bash on WMFO.
I was about to say, what am I even talking about? All right, we're going to play some music.
No, it's been 20 minutes. We're going off.
Where can I go?
Apply for jobs.
Where can I go?
Go to
we first met. I don't know if we're boyfriends yet. Do you have any crimes that we can use to pass the time? I'm running out of drugs to try. Get eaten, get more groceries, get eaten.
half of young Americans can't locate economic powers like Japan and India. 20% can't even find the Pacific Ocean. Without geography, our children aren't ready for the world. Geography is everywhere. It's incredible creatures. Rhythm. Fashion. Flavor. It's economics. And politics. It's change. Understanding connections between people and places is critical in the 21st century. That's why we created MyWonderfulWorld.org to give our kids the power of global knowledge. Go to MyWonderfulWorld.org for your free parent and teacher action kits. Because kids who understand our world today can succeed in it tomorrow.
Telegraph your passes, you'll end up with molasses. Cauterizing syrup and syrup and molasses. And I'm checking out the asses, the assets that attract us to anything that moves. We're deep inside the grooves, and it's time to shake the rations. Cause someone's gonna cash in. The plot it turns again, the reference starts at 10. Well, show me a word that rhymes with pavement, and I won't kill your parents and roast them on a spit. And don't you try to etch it or permanently sketch it, or you're gonna catch a bad, bad cold. And the freaks have stormed the White House. I moved into a lighthouse. It's on a scenic way. It's so, so far away. Far away from the beginning. The shroud. Quaking kiwis, they are home baking, minds wide open, truly. Leisure, a leisure suit is nothing. It's nothing to be proud of in this late century. And I'm asking you to hold me just like the morning paper. Pinch between your pointer, your index and your thumb. It's a semi. My heart's wide open.
Nothing on, and I don't think I'm old enough for this. I read all the tips and the freeways that it's done. The real world cast thinks it's pretty fun, but damnation seems like quite an awful risk. Then the second night
now you touch my arm, my thought dissolves. There ain't no turning back, but what's the bar worth hanging on? I wanna wait for something holy, but no fear of God can hold me like
Welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. After we talked for like 20 minutes, we played The Frights with their song Afraid of the Dark, Car Seat Headrest, friend of the program, with Beach Life and Death. Then it was Pavement with Harness Your Hopes, that's the B-side. Sexy Girls with Young in a Garden. Rainbow Kitten Surprise with their new song Holy War. MGMT with their new song Handed Over off the new Little Dark Age album. Check it out if you get the chance. The Water Cycle, an actual friend of the program, with Old Enough. They put out a new EP, The Water Cycle.